We rise. Let us pray. Lord, come to us in your word so that we might know how rightly to praise you. Amen. Our sermon, the basis for our sermon today comes from Matthew chapter 21, our gospel reading. We consider verses 4 and 5. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey." This is the word of the Lord. You may be seated. To all who look for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the grace which has appeared to all men be yours. Amen. I thought we were in the Christmas season. Last week we read about Jesus' crucifixion, and today we're talking about Palm Sunday. So what is going on here? After all, it's a time to talk about Christmas, isn't it? What are we waiting for? Or still yet, what are we waiting for? As the Christmas season approaches, there's an expectation. Decorations, food, plans to have guests over, travels, a day off work. It's a time to give a little and get a little. Two phone calls I received in the last couple weeks said just that. Two times I received a call asking if our church participated in any kind of Christmas gift giveaway. People are expecting something. They're waiting for something. Our expectations have a way of shaping our readiness for the coming of the Lord. Our expectations have a way of impacting our preparation, our reaction. When Jesus comes, does he look like what we would expect? Or is he a bit out of place? Is he a Palm Sunday in December? Does he fail to give us exactly what we're looking for? Think of the person who has recently lost a loved one this time of year, who hangs one less stocking on the wall. Think of the married couple who's gone through a divorce and the kids that have to split Christmas in half. One Christmas with mom and the other Christmas with dad. Think of the person in the nursing home who doesn't have anyone visit them this time of year, who spends Christmas Eve all alone with nothing to expect. If all our expectations revolve around giving a little, getting a little, around decorations, time with family, time off work, food, churches that gather gifts and give them to the poor, when Christ actually comes, will he look like what we're expecting? Or will he look somewhat strange? A Palm Sunday in December. Who is this who rides into Jerusalem? An answer comes from the crowd. Someone steps forward. "I was there," he says. "Yes, I was there when Jesus rode into Jerusalem. I was a disciple of Jesus, after all. I followed him, the great prophet, the one we thought could be the Messiah. We expected great things. We joined the caravan at Jericho and were ready to set out for Jerusalem. It was the Passover, so all the Jews were traveling in groups and they were headed to the holy city. I caught up with our Lord as they were climbing the slopes of the Mount of Olive trees. And I was trying to get close enough just to hear what he was saying when it happened. From the midst of the crowd, our Lord crawled out to me and my son. He asked us if we would go into a nearby village to gather a donkey for him. It was a strange request, but we We obeyed. We went as our Lord asked, and there it was, just as he had said. In fact, the owner of this colt and this donkey didn't ask for anything in return. He just gave them to us. It was as if Jesus was with us. His word was accomplishing just what he had said it would. By the time we returned with the donkey and the colt, the crowds had reached the descent toward Jerusalem. We saw Jesus mount this donkey, and we looked out over the Kidron Valley, and on the other side was the holy city. It was a messianic sight. Someone started chanting a Hebrew psalm. It was one of the psalms we were familiar with because we would use it regularly when making these pilgrimages to Jerusalem. As we approached that holy city, we sang, Ana Yehovah Hosanna, Baruch Haba B'Shayam Yehovah. That is, O Lord, let salvation now come. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Back and forth, these shouts of Hosanna began to overtake the crowds. We were acknowledging that this was the saving presence of our King. We were even calling him the Son of David, a descendant, the promised Messiah. People were cutting down branches of trees and laying them on the road. They were taking their coats off to acknowledge their praises toward this King. And our King was approaching. Our redemption, our hope was all moving toward Jerusalem. And we were able to imagine that redemption. We imagined a homeland free from Roman laws, finances free from Roman taxes. We imagined healing and the end of sickness and a king who would finally bring the glory of King David to our people. We expected his coming to be welcomed. But when we reached the city, it was as if they didn't even know who this person was. There was no welcome. There was no song coming out of Zion. In fact, they didn't even know him. The idea of singing Hosanna to a pilgrim on a donkey riding toward Jerusalem was so unexpected. It was so out of place. On this filthy animal, a king, their expectations were let down. He was strange. The Jewish religious council did not buy into his message. Instead of being crowned king, he was taken prisoner. Things went all wrong. They thought he was a fake. They thought he was a rebel. Was not the Christ they expected. My own expectations began to crumble. My life wasn't turning out the way that I expected it. They had taken my Lord prisoner, and what was I left to do? Soon they crucified him. And I left. I left the city distraught. Where was the king we had waited for? I went back home. I went back to farming. I went back to the overdue taxes that were waiting for me. The wife who was ill, who couldn't make the journey. I went back and my troubles were all still there. I had all but given up on my king when suddenly someone came to my door. His name was Matthew. He was a disciple, an apostle of Jesus. Matthew stopped by and everything changed. I asked him, how could this have all happened? Why isn't it turning out like I expected? Isn't this our Lord's glorious arrival in Jerusalem? And he answered me, yes. Yes, it is. Just not the way you expected it. He opened a scroll of the prophet Zechariah and he read, Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. My expectations had been somewhat misled. Matthew explained how the entrance of Jesus into Jerusalem was not about earthly glory or earthly peace or necessarily the end to all my earthly troubles. And yet it was the exercise of God's kingdom. The crucifixion, however awful it was the coming of salvation. And suddenly I understood. I was humbled. I was in fact troubled because I had doubted, because I was not happy with the life I returned to. And Matthew comforted me with forgiveness. Forgiveness from God. He asked me to bring out bread and wine. And we began to sing a psalm. Psalm 118. Hosanna. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Because salvation had come. In these words, it was just like when we went to get the donkey. His word was accomplishing what he had said it would. It was as if he was with us. Indeed, he was. He had come to us in his promises. And Matthew told me the good news. He has risen. Jesus was alive. And the sacrifice he made, the body and blood of our Lord, was coming to me now. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now I knew what peace really was. Now I knew what this season was all about. I offered humble hosannas, and I was ready for his final return. And that is why we're talking about Palm Sunday in December. Because it's easy to miss out on the coming of Christ. It's easy to be let down by a Christmas that's about nothing more than decorations, a time off work, a full belly. We could miss out on our Lord's Advent. Because this season is meant to accomplish something. It's meant to get us ready for the coming of our Lord, both by reflecting on his first coming, which we saw was in all lowliness for you, and his second coming, which is in all glory for you. Palm Sunday shows us what to expect when we see that first coming of our Lord in the flesh and how to prepare for his final return. That life is not about some expectation of earthly peace or earthly glory, but it's about having our sins forgiven and looking forward with joy to our own resurrection. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Now we too can offer humble hosannas. As we are humbled by our Lord's lowly coming, we also find reason to say, save us, O Lord. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen.